We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on Columbia College on this weekend show. We're joined on the program by the relatively new president at Columbia College, Dr. Lena Tran. Dr. Tran, next thing I want to ask you about is you've given kind of an overview of Columbia College and the offerings. You know, are there any kind of common questions or misconceptions, you think, when it comes to community colleges?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. So, for example, folks always think community college are what I call, let's put the student who's that nine period or a student who might not know where they're going, let's put them through the community college. But on the contrary, community college, if you really look at it, it is an excellent way economically to help your child, to help a student finish their college life earlier. For example, do you know that during high school, we have programmed what we call dual enrollment, meaning a student in high school can take a class at the college, community college, and it's not, you don't have to pay for it, and it counts as credit for your high school as well as your college. Most of the students, for example, love to take AP courses. Now remember, AP courses are great, they're advanced, but not all colleges take AP score, depend on what the topic and what that particular college is asking for. However, all colleges, university college, UC, CSU, private, profit, also take, they will take credit if you take a class at a community college. For example, an English class, right? An English 1A, very common, that all college would take that credit. But an English AP might not be. So that's one misconception. Most students say, I want to take hard classes, so college. But honestly, when you do the admission, most of colleges look at the four-year, we're looking and say, can the high school student, if a high school student can succeed and handle a college course, a community college course, chances are they can handle the 4 years. So that is the misconception I think most student and parents might not be aware. The second thing that I always see a lot of parents will do is, oh, I applied to a 4 year, my kid can't, I'm on the wait list. But did you know during that wait year, you can take what I call general ed courses and you pay less at a community college versus the 2 years, because the first 2 years, you still pay more money to take general ed courses. And the third one, due to in California only, the state chancellor office actually have agreement with the UC system and the CSU where if you are a student at a community college and you take certain courses with a particular GPA, you are automatically enrolled or admitted in a CSU and UC. So I recommend looking at where you want to go, UC or CSU, and look what we call a TAG agreement, the transfer agreement guarantee, and see what classes you need. So those are the two common or a few common misconceptions about community colleges.
I remember prior to the pandemic too, there were community education courses offered at Columbia. Do you anticipate those coming back?
Oh, very loudly. As I do my tour around the community, folks always say, oh my God, we missed Columbia College. What happened to the community ed courses? So good news, everybody. We are actually bringing back, we have a painting class or a painting family event, which will occur on October 19 on campus so we can re-engage. Currently, I'm working with our athletic director to see if we can bring some of the intramural sport back for the winter for the community. Nothing yet, so please don't quote me until we find, but we're looking at basketball and soccer, some of the intramural. And then I found out that the Columbia College used to host sponsored trips. So those are the area that we're looking to bring back community ed. But in addition to that, we're also looking at to serve our adult education. Adult learner who wants to come back and say, you know what, I want to take a short certificate so I can increase my skill in a particular area. Like I'm right now in hospitality, I want to know a little bit more so I can move into marketing. So those are the audience we're also looking at it to serve our adult learner as well with the community ed initiative.
How about the Columbia College Foundation? I hear about them every once in a while. What kind of role do they have in the types of things that they do for Columbia College?
Oh, my God. We are so grateful to our foundation and our donors, our supporters. They've been helping Columbia. For example, during the pandemic, Columbia Foundation was able to help our student with additional laptops, hotspot loaners, housing for some of our CalWORK students. And we're so excited that this Friday, the foundation is actually celebrating its 50th anniversary of the foundation and the college. So we can't, the college really function well with the support, and we can't thank enough our donor support from the foundation.
You know, for students who take, you know, 2 years at Columbia College and they're hoping to transfer to a UC or a CSU, as you stated, is it pretty easy to transfer those credits on to the other schools?
Yes. So basic, as I shared before, because of the agreement, when you come into Columbia College and you say, this is my major, we will look and say what agreement we have with CSU and UC. And the student would be on that path we call guided pathway, so they know exactly what course they take and with the GPA they need it. Once that's achieved, the student is automatically enrolled into that UC or CSU.
You know, also being a new president at Columbia College, you may have answered this a little bit with some of your past answers, but you know, what would you say is kind of like your goals and priorities as college president?
My goals and priorities, when I took the helm in March, it was really looking at the enrollment and really look and say, you know what? Our college just left that March day, right? The March when everybody went into shelter in place, and look at it and say, okay, what does it take for the college to bring our student back? And that has been the work of not only myself, our staff, our faculty, and our administrator. And along with that, we saw a lot of challenges. You're right, there were challenges with housing, challenges with food insecure, challenging with mental health, challenging of just being, saying, you know, I was cooped up for a year, how do I re-engage in society? So our priorities has always been, as we come back fully on campus, is to bring our student out of the pandemic, giving the challenges, and how do we hit and really meet those challenges for our student. And we're able to be very successful because of the partners we have with the company and the community. So my priority is really bring our student back to college, give our student, work with the community to build out innovative curriculum programs such as the Google IT, the healthcare, expand our fire, forestry, and looking further, what is that next step for our student, and constantly engage with our student and community to learn what is on their mind, what they need.
We've got just about a minute left. You know, in the first couple of months here, have you enjoyed, you know, getting out in the community and getting to meet people and seeing what's all around here?
I just love Columbia College. I love Sonora. And a funny story was that people say, Lena, it's really small town. People will know you. And I'm thinking like, okay, how is that possible? A funny story, I was shopping at Safeway and I was loading my grocery in. And all of a sudden I hear a voice say, hi. And I look back and say, and the students say, I know you. I'm like, okay, how is that possible? It's like, I remember you did an intro for our Go Columbia. So indeed, it confirmed to me that Columbia, Sonora is a small town and people do recognize you. And it's a nice feeling, honestly. And I feel very at home and I look forward to working closely with Columbia College, the community, our company, our student, just in general, the population of the town. Really enjoy it.
Well, Dr. Tran, we appreciate your time on Motherload Views. Please come back and keep us up to speed on what's happening at Columbia.
No, thank you so much for having me here today, and I look forward to visiting again.
Again, we thank Dr. Lena Tran, the Columbia College president, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.